Happy New Year in 2015. We are so thrilled you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, where weekends always start early with the Big E Sports Show. The NFL conversation, it does continue right here as the coaching carousel, it is underway, and the New York Jets making massive changes and electing to fire head coach Rex Ryan and their general manager. Providing the helping hand and the insider's update on this overhaul is Christian Dyer. He is a sports writer, tracks the Jets with the Metro New York newspaper. Happy New Year. It's your first time on the show. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you got the headache cleared away from New Year's Day.
That's right. Well, we're ready to roll in and take in a brand new year. But talk to us about Rex Ryan, because there's certainly, Christian, there was a ton of conjecture that this might take place because the team was, it just wasn't headed in the right direction and getting any better. But what was your belief? Do you think he should have been fired?
I have a hard time seeing that Rex Ryan should have been terminated. And I know at first that seems like a little bit of a head-scratcher. And Rex Ryan's a polarizing figure, not just here in New York, but across the country. But, I mean, this man still has merit, still has value. And we see the fact that he's already got, you know, he's been out of work, for just a couple days. And he already has interviews lined up with the Atlanta Falcons, with the San Francisco 49ers. He is a tremendous coach, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And you look at what he was able to do last year, 8-8 with a team that the Vegas lines makers had them being the odds-on favorite to get the number one pick. No, it's supposed to be Jadeveon Clowney or bust for the Jets. And he turns this into a team that finishes 500, and he's allowed to come back this year. And now all of a sudden, it's a unit on defense where the secondary was probably the poorest in the NFL in terms of talent. The quarterback situation is probably bottom five with Geno Smith as a starter. The offensive line was horrible, and they had a number of injuries as well. And despite all that, I know 4-12 doesn't look awfully good, but in seven of those 12 losses by a combined 34 points. That's less than two field goals a game with a team that had inferior talent. So I understand it's been 4 years without the playoffs here in New York, 4 years without even a winning record. But suddenly you begin to look at what Rex was able to do with minimal talent, and I think people can appreciate a bit more that maybe he should have gotten a seventh year here with the Jets.
Hey, we are zeroing in on the New York Jets with Christian Dyer. He's giving us our NFL update. Of course, he's with the Metro New York newspaper magazine. And I also got to mention he is joining us on our guest line driven by Stewart Cadillac. Stewart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. And by SCORE, the Athletes Network. There is no offseason at SCORE at score.com. Check them out. So, Christian, at the start of the season, could you have anticipated that the Jets, that they would stumble to a 4-12 record? I mean, that's the worst since 2007. Who, in your mind, who is to blame?
When you look at the job that general manager John Idzik did here, and he along with Rex Ryan were both shown the door earlier this week, I think that there has to be a lot more culpability falling on the shoulders of John Idzik. Here's a guy, I know he's just 2 years into his job here in New York, but he came in, and in his opening press conferences 2 Januaries ago, he said the word competition or compete 7 times. It was going to be the hallmark of this team. And you look at a quarterback situation where you had a second-year quarterback in Geno Smith, whose biggest career accomplishment was an 8-8 record a season ago. And he's automatically anointed the starter over Michael Vick, a 4-time Pro Bowler, a guy who's won playoff games, someone who revolutionized the position of quarterback in the NFL. Without even a single snap of off-season workouts, Geno Smith is anointed as this starter. For that alone, I think John Idzik should have been in hot water. But another thing that Idzik said in that opening press conference 2 years ago, the draft is going to be our lifeline. And this was a Jets team that was in salary cap hell when Idzik came on board, a team that was lacking young talent. Over the past 2 years, they've had 19 draft picks, the most of any team in the league during that stretch. And with those 19 picks, they only got one bona fide impact starter, and that's Sheldon Richardson. The other players that they have all have major question marks in terms of their development, and a good chunk of them, about 20% of them, aren't on the roster anymore. A number might actually be a little bit higher than 20%. But you look at all this and you say that he struck out in free agency this offseason with $35 to $40 million in cap space and went into the season $20 million under the cap, knowing he had things he had to and situations that he had to address on this roster. He really gave Rex Ryan the short end of the stick to work with. And I think to his credit, a 4-12 team that easily could have won 3, 4, 5 more games because of the game plan, because of the coaching staff. I think it should have been Inzik who was gone and Rex who should be coming back, but it didn't play out that way for either one.
Christian, when you look at the equation, who in your mind is more important, the head coach or the general manager?
When you're talking about draft day decisions, and you look at what just happened here this past year, Inzik failed in the draft, in free agency. He failed in every facet of his job. And Rex, I think, probably had his best coaching job over the past 2 years that he's done. 6 years here in New York, and that includes 2 trips to the AFC Championship game. But I think you could argue the past 2 years, he's maxed out a team with clearly inferior talent and kept them in a bunch of games. So I think you have to look and say that general manager is more important. If whoever comes in can get some talent on this roster, this team isn't very far away from being a playoff contender. Are they ready to be in the playoffs? No. But, a team that 7 of their losses by 34 combined points shows that with a little bit of star power, they could go to the next step and certainly be a 500 team. And moving forward 2 or 3 years down the road, with a good general manager, this could be a playoff team.
We are zeroing in on the New York Jets with Christian Dyer, with the Metro New York newspaper, sports writer, contributor. Of course, we want to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and all of our amazing hosts. You can go back and listen to all of our shows at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. We're here inside the Quicken Loan Studios. Christian, tell all of the listeners across the country where they also can connect with you.
Well, you can find me on Twitter as well. It's at Christian R. Dyer. That's Christian with a K. And you can read, if you really want the ulcer, I guess you could read my daily Jets coverage over at Metro New York newspaper. I'm also a contributor at the Shutdown Corner on Yahoo Sports as well.
So give us a sense of what the future looks like for Rex Ryan.
Well, if it's not going to be coaching, and it may take a year or two for him to get another coaching opportunity, and by coaching, I mean head coaching, not as a coordinator, I think Rex will have a tremendous career in television. If Tim Tebow can do it, and Rex Ryan, who was made for the soundbite era that we are now in, I certainly think that Rex Ryan's in a good position to land himself at an ESPN or an NFL network, do a good job, take a couple years off, and kind of reshape his image, not just as the goofy, affable, loosey-goosey kind of guy, but a real thinker of the game, more than a personality, but kind of a professor of football. I think that when you look at a situation like the Atlanta Falcons, he's going to interview with over the next few days, that could be a great spot for him. If he can move some players in defensively to get that 3-4 scheme, and he's going to have some guys from his old Jets team who are going to be available, Antonio Cromartie, Calvin Pace, those types of guys, perhaps a place like Atlanta where the offense is set. You got Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and a full complement on offense. That's a perfect situation. He doesn't have to worry about that one side of the ball. Revamp the defense, which we know he can do. If it's not going to be TV, then Atlanta might be a really good fit for him.
Okay, so the Jets miss the playoffs for the 4th straight season. Obviously, we've been talking so much about the dysfunction within the organization. But in your mind, who is that best leader that can galvanize and provide a fresh start?
Well, I think the most interesting name and the one that maybe Jets fans don't want, but could be a Dan Quinn type, the defensive coordinator there with the Seattle Seahawks. He's someone who can come in, perhaps maximize what the Jets currently have. I know a lot of Jets fans are wringing their hands saying, we want an offensive guy. 6 years of Rex, the offense hasn't shown any kind of improvement. It's actually regressed over the past few seasons. But I think Dan Quinn brings that mentality. He understands how to work with young players. He could maximize a current strength on this team. And sometimes the best teams are those not that make their weaknesses, average or mediocre, but have an outstanding strength and make that their hallmark. This Jets defense could be very good with a little tweaking. I think Dan Quinn and his personality, and he's a little bit more of a disciplinarian than Rex was, could be what this locker room needs.
Okay, so you mentioned Dan Quinn, but what about Gary Kubiak?
Kubiak is one of those guys who I think comes along with a certain amount of baggage. You would certainly want to see him not be as highly involved in player personnel as he has been in previous stops. If you're going to get a Kubiak, perhaps someone like DeCastro, the assistant general manager at the Baltimore Ravens, might be the good fit, may be able to maximize him. Kubiak is an interesting name, and I know a lot of Jets fans don't view him too positively. With a strong GM, I think he could be a playoff head coach, certainly.
Okay, Christian Dyer has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I know you've been on our network many times, but your first time on our show. Outstanding job. We look forward to catching up with you some more in 2015. And you are an East Coast boy, so you stay warm up there in Jersey, okay?
I certainly will, and a belated Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. You guys stick around. Much more straight ahead tonight in the fastest 2 hours in radio, right here at YSR.